Hello, my name is Gustavo. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you a registered voter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or is
Georgia.
It another state?
Georgia.
Right, thank you so much. In what year were you born?
64.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
100%.
All right. Thank you so much. If you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
God, there's so many issues. Immigration.
Immigration. All right. Thank you so much. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Republican.
All right, thank you. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jean Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. For example, Donald Trump.
100.
Joe Biden?
0.
All right, thank you so much. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
All right, thank you so much. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
And do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you so much. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. For instance, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. You are strongly disagree with this, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree. If they're going to be here, they need to work.
All right. Thank you so much. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. What about this statement?
So you're saying if there's an American citizen, they should stay together?
If you want, I can repeat this statement. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Uh, I think that's going to spread. I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. All right. Thank you so much. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Undocumented immigrants.
Yes. So in that way, they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy by authorizing work permits.
Somewhat disagree.
All right. Thank you so much. The last for this part. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. What about this statement?
Strongly disagree. We need support.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. You are strongly disagree with this, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Over 10 years, somewhat agree.
Some would agree. All right. Thank you so much. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
God, if they're married in 10 years, they should already have a residency.
So you are agree with this? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
If they're married to Americans, strongly agree.
All right, thank you so much.
Sure.
Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
But not married. Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, to pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
As farm workers?
Yeah.
It's the same thing as any worker. 10 years. Geez, we're going to have so many more that have 10 years.
Yeah, this is for whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right, thanks so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, a program that keeps families together by ensuring the undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. For you, this is much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
I'm not likely to vote for Biden at all, regardless.
So we could say that you are much less likely with this, or somewhat less likely?
Not likely.
Okay, so much less likely or somewhat less likely?
For undocumented immigrants, if I'm, okay, would I vote, would it change my mind to vote for, if he were to let undocumented immigrants over 10 years married, that over 10 years married, that doesn't make sense because they'd already have, they would already have residency or proof of marriage. So anyway, I strongly disagree. I would not change my vote.
All right. So we can say that it makes no difference one way or another, right?
No. Correct.
All right. I got it. Well, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
If they're okay with that, no. It's not going to make me change my vote, so no.
For you makes no difference one way or another, right?
Right.
All right, thank you so much. This is regarding the same part of the survey, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. For you, this is much less likely to vote for...
No, because I'm not going to... I won't change my vote.
All right. I got it.
The other thing. Yeah.
Oh, I got it. And, keeping with this, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation. The same options for you is much less likely to vote for Biden. This would be somewhat less likely for you. Somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference one way or another.
It makes no difference.
All right, thank you. So a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy?
Makes no difference.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Makes no difference.
The last one for this part, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. The same options for much less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or makes no difference one way or another.
Makes no difference.
All right. Thank you so much. I thank you so much for your time. Let me tell you that we have completed the most of this survey. Actually, the 72% for this. Thank you so much. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. You are very concerned with this statement, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
Okay, you got to repeat that. Repeat that.
Yeah, no problem. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
No, I don't see it that way. I don't see him saying racist comments.
So, about this statement, you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned,
not at all concerned.
All right. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. What about this statement? You are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
They don't do anything. So thank you. What you said is, when office, then they could do something, but they don't. Yeah, very concerned.
All right. Thank you so much. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to the 4 million of migrants. What about this statement? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
All right, thank you so much. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Strongly concerned. I think over a decade, they just leave them alone.
All right. So we can say that you are very concerned about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
You said who, Biden or Trump?
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. What about this statement?
I don't believe that. Not concerned.
All right. Thank you so much. I am going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. For instance, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to the poor undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Trump's view.
And for Trump, is it approach much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
All right, thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Do I personally know? Yes.
And what is your relationship to them? Are they your family member, co-worker, acquaintance, or friend?
Acquaintance.
Okay, thank you so much. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I am going to read you a list, and for each one, you can tell me yes or no. For example, YouTube?
No.
Facebook?
No.
Fox News channel or website?
A what news channel?
Fox News channel.
Yeah.
All right. MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
MSNBC.
Yeah, do you use it to receive your news and information?
Yeah.
All right. Instagram?
No.
Univision or Telemundo?
No.
WhatsApp?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Spanish language radio programs?
No.
OAN or Newsmax?
No.
All right, thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territories does your family trace their heritage?
From which country is my heritage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough. Europe or Canada?
For Canada, all right. All right, thank you so much. Just let me complete field it. All right, thank you. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Another country.
It is Canada, right?
No. Me? No,
no.
Italy.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Italy.
All right. Thank you so much. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Always English.
Always English. All right, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
16.
16. It is a high school graduate or a technical school, a vocational, or is another?
College.
It is a four-year college, graduate or bachelor's degree?
Graduate.
I'm sorry?
A graduate.
All right. Thank you so much. What is your religion, if any?
Christian, Lutheran.
All right, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jordana.
Would you spell your name for me, please?
J-O-D-O-N-N-A.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it just one more time, please?
J-O-D-O-N-N-A.
All right, thank you so much. And, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No.
All right, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your participation and hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
You too. All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.